You know, it's really great to be here tonight and see so many people here and tonight. And I mention that because of last night when we arrived for this event. And the barista said, I'll check the bulletin board. I think it's tomorrow. And so after a laugh at ourselves, we stepped out onto the sidewalk and developed Plan B. So this is Plan B for us. And went home and got on the web and checked the internet and said, oh, okay, let's find out what's really going on. And, oh, they actually have a topic, Plan B. How ironic. How perfect. So I've never done this before. I will warn you that I do attend a 12-step program for over-talkers. It's on and on anonymous. So I'll try to keep it within the parameters of what I've been asked to. So here goes my story. In addition to an over-talker, I'm a pug-addicted person and consequently the shirt. And so tonight's going to be a story about what's happened in the past a couple of years. For 40 years, I have had pugs in my life, usually in pairs, and other dogs as well, and mostly rescues. So one of the things about rescues is it's a total joy to rescue a dog. I hope somebody out here, many of you have. So you know, one of the caveats to that, or the downside perhaps, is that often they require extra medical attention, and which comes with a cost. And also, they often are older dogs, so you're not going to have them for very long. Consequently, I've gone through a lot of dogs in my time, and loved them all, and benefited from their being with me. Tonight, we're going to talk about a specific chain of events. We had Bella, and Bella came to me with Bobo, and Bobo was a little love machine, and Bobo died of a heat stroke when California was having its heat wave many years ago, and that was tragic. But Bella survived, and Bella was a barroom brawler. She never missed a dogfight that she, you know, it didn't have to have anything to do with her. It could be on the far part of the off-leash park, but she would take off to be part of it, not necessarily to be in the fight itself, but to oversee it, you know. So she was quite a character. And Bella got paired up with a little neurotic minpin, Peanut, who was also known as Spawn of Satan. Peanut was a trip. She was quite a personality. And Bella coexisted for many years. And then Bella passed away. And that left Peanut alone. And so we shortly thereafter decided that she needed a companion. We went to a big event in L.A., San Luis loves the small towns of San Luis. If we have a dog rescue here, there might be 10 dogs here. This was like 800 dogs, 3,000 people. Every dog rescue group in L.A. was there. And so we went to the Little Angels Pug Rescue booth, and there were many dogs. And we spent half a day there going through and looking at each dog and checking them out. Zeus was the dog of dogs. He was half bulldog and half pug, and everybody wanted Zeus. He was a magnificent dog. And because of my background with pugs, they said, well, you're the number one candidate. And I thought, well, but I don't know. Zeus and Peanut, I don't think that's going to work. He'd probably eat her. So we looked further, and at the bottom of the pile, literally at the bottom of the pile, other pugs sleeping on top of this dog was this. We scraped them aside and pulled up this little guy and said, what about this one? And they said, oh, his name's Rocket. And I said, well, he may have been at one time, but He was, certainly wasn't a rocket at that point in his life. They said he's about 9 years old, and he's had a rough life. You can tell he's scarred up, and but he's a great little dog. And so we walked him around, and my spouse here tonight, when I saw her walking him off a leash in the sunshine, and this big smile came across his face. Somebody was paying attention to him. And it was just a magnificent moment. So I said, I think this is the guy for us, you know, in spite of all the negative qualities that he might may or may not have. We took him home and took him to the vet because he had horrible breath. And the vet said, this is unbelievable. I've never seen anything quite this bad, which when you hear that from your vet, you know it's not good. You know, there goes the bank account from England. So 18 teeth extracted later, you know. He had a recovery point period, and then this incredible miracle happened. He came to life. You know, all those years of pain and suffering that dogs don't necessarily share with us was lifted, and his personality just flourished, and he became a fantastic dog. But he really wasn't a rocket yet. He was never going to be a rocket again, probably, even with all of that. So he struck me as the kind of guy that would like to tell jokes and stories and smoke a cigar and wear a plaid jacket. So we named him George Burns. Well, Peanut was not his Gracie, that's for sure. But it worked out. They coexisted, and they were fine for a couple of years together. And then one day, Peanut dropped, this time of the year at Christmas, thank you very much, Peanut, dropped dead of a heart attack. And so George was left alone, and he was okay with that. And we went on with George for a while. And then we got a friend called and said, there's a Frenchie. French Bulldog Rescue. And I thought, oh, I'd always wanted a Frenchie. Okay. So we checked that out, and we ended up with Lena Horn. She's a little black brindle Frenchie, and she's about three or so. And we bring her home, and George, look, your new wife. And he's like, bonjour. They got along just fine, but Lena was still got a lot of puppy in her. And she wanted to play. She was looking for somebody to tear it up with. And George was like, I'll give you 30 seconds every now and then of frenetic play. And the rest of the time, you know, leave me alone. I've got my paper to read or whatever. He's got a cigar to smoke. So it was fine, but it wasn't what I had envisioned for Lena. But and then things were fine. And then one day I looked at George and I said to Karen, something's wrong with George. I could just tell. I just have a feeling. He's not right. And by the next day, he really wasn't right. And we took him to the pet ER because of his timing. I don't know. Pet's timing is incredible. And it was a holiday weekend. And, of course, our vet wasn't available. And so cha-ching, cha-ching, down to ER, and they said, we can't save him. They tried for a day or two, and they just said, no, he's gone. So George passes on, and that leaves Lena. Now, Lena's by herself for about a month, and it's like, at this point, I've gone through so many dogs over the years and I'm still looking for that playmate for her, that I'm back in the saddle. I'm not going to jump off the bicycle for very long. And we get a hold of our friends at Central Coast Pug Rescue and say, have you got any pugs available? And so they've got little Bernie. Okay. So we drive down to Los Alamos. Bernie, meet him in the park. Watch Bernie. I look at Bernie. I go, Kind of like a first date where you're going, attractive, but a couple red flags. But you're going, but still, I can make this work. So we get Bernie, and we bring him home. And they said, yeah, he's got some allergies or something like that. But what they didn't tell us, or they didn't know, was that he had a sleeping disorder. And his problems were only at night. He was not so good during the day, but he really wasn't good at night. And so right away, I'm going, oh, wow, what have I walked into here? We get a hold of our vet. and say, we got a dog that you need to check out. And so we take her down, our vet's in Goleta, and she says, okay, interesting, And she says, no muscle mass here, whatnot. It's been this way his whole life. I'm going to call in a specialist. Does anybody know what that means? So we get the specialist, and they look him over, and they're saying, well, you know, we could do a lot more tests, and we could do surgery, but it's probably not going to help at all. We don't know what's wrong with this dog. We're baffled. The specialist is like, interesting. And so she says she's a fantastic vet. She's the kind of vet that she does wear a lab coat, but she wears Doc Martens, and her hair has streaks of purple and what. So she's a fantastic vet. You sit on the floor when you're at her place. Very holistic. And she is the kind that says, you know what, I'm going to take him home for the week if you'll let me. I'll keep him over the weekend, and I'm going to observe this thing at night with him. So we do that, and that's all well and good. And in the meantime, while that's going on, Karen, my spouse, goes to save the elephants at a big protest in L.A. with her son and daughter-in-law, and I'm left home alone to my own devices. At which time, a friend of ours that does Frenchie and Pug Rescue, calls me and says, Mike, I've got this fantastic little pug, pure black, male, healthy, he's awesome. He's got your name written all over him. He's going to be great. Come and look at him. To my better instinct, I caved and did the ultimate bad husband. I went and looked at this dog by myself, and of course I fell in love. And so I'm thinking, well, I can't tell Karen what I've done until she gets home, and then she's going to be mad, and guess what? I was right. And so I'm in the doghouse. We're not going to give up on Bernie. We're not going to abandon Bernie. We go back, and I tell my friend, hang on to the little black pug for me. Give me a few days. Let's see how this all works out. I have no idea, except I'm in the doghouse, and I'm feeling horrible about the situation, and I just don't know, because I really want this dog, but I can't abandon this other dog. Okay. So we go back to the vet, and Lexi says, you know, the funniest thing happened while we were over the weekend. My folks came to visit from San Francisco, and they had just lost their dog about a month earlier, her elderly dad. She says, my dad fell in love with Bernie, and Bernie fell in love with my dad. I've never seen anything like this with my dad. So if you're even thinking about maybe not keeping him, and I'm thinking free vet care for the rest of his life, and the dog, just clear up. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan, Karen. What do you think? And she goes, okay. I mean, how can you say no to something like that? So Bernie goes to where he was meant to end up being. We get the little black pug. We rename him because he's going to be matched up with Lena Horne, and he's jet black. He's Sammy Davis Jr. So we got Sammy Davis Jr. and Lena Horne, and they sleep together. They play together. It's so awesome. It's exactly what I'd hoped for, but it was definitely Plan B. Thank you.